Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Match record. Wake up and hang out with Ariel Epstein and Ben Stevens every day on Sports Grid.
Today, as we crown a new NBA champion, thanks for joining us here on the show. Craig and Davis with you. 2 hours, fantasy sports talk, sports wagering talk. Of course, we've got a big draft tonight in the NHL, the expansion draft, no doubt. But on this day, we are crowning a new champion and a new finals MVP, Davis, in Giannis, who had a game for the ages last night and certainly has endeared himself to all fans and media alike. Honestly, one of the best performances that you can ever recall seeing in a game six, seeing in a closeout game, and now basically goes down as one of the best players maybe of all time. I mean, that's what he looks like right now, honestly.
I mean, he is a two-time MVP, an NBA Finals MVP, an NBA Finals champion. He's 26 years old, and I think you could even say Giannis is not even the best possible version of himself. He still can't shoot. I mean, look, I love Giannis. I've been telling you, you know, the whole finals, I said, look, I just think the Suns don't have an answer for him. He beat Kevin Durant in what was like the best performance that Kevin Durant was ever going to have. I don't think Durant could have ever played better than he did in that Nets series. And I mean, what happens if Giannis finds a jumper? What happens if Giannis becomes a 35% three-point shooter? What happens if he becomes an 85% free throw shooter? I mean, this guy's unbelievable. And I think that one of the things we've learned is, like, imagine doubting this guy's work ethic. Like, imagine doubting this guy's ability and desire to improve himself. I don't think you can. Like, I think that that's one of the biggest things we learned is, I mean, he just is a fantastic worker and a fantastic guy.
Yeah, and I would say really learning more about him, and I don't know why it took everybody this long, including myself, to kind of get to know him a little bit better, but this is part of media, and certainly it took a long time for everyone to get on board, but no better time than now to talk a little bit more about him as we look at our headlines here on this Wednesday. The Bucks are NBA champions. It's been a long time, but they're back at it. Giannis, of course, named the finals MVP. Seattle Kraken will have the expansion draft tonight. We'll bring in George Kurtz later in the show for that. Brisbane, Australia will host the 2032 Olympics. I feel really old looking at that date, no doubt. Dodgers walk off against Will Smith. But look, all of those things are nice stories today, Davis, but the bottom line is that the Bucks won the championship, and we're going to talk a lot about them today.
Yeah, and we should. I mean, you know, championship for Chris Middleton. Championship for Jrue Holiday. More, I think Mike Budenholzer, I mean, who has been more criticized over the course of the playoffs the last three seasons than Mike Budenholzer? Everyone said, you Budenholzer, you got to play your starters more minutes. You got to do this. You got to do that. And, you know, people do forget this. Dante DiVincenzo was the starting point guard for the Milwaukee Bucks for a huge portion of this season. You know, a thing we're going to talk about is, you know, the Nets had guys banged up. The 76ers had guys banged up. You know, Embiid messed up his knee, like all of these things. And Dante DiVincenzo is never going to make an All-NBA team, never going to be an All-Star, but he was playing regularly 30 minutes a night for them, and they had to reconfigure their rotation on the fly in the playoffs. I mean, every team was touched by injuries. I guess you could argue the Suns, other than Chris Paul missed one game, I think, when he was on the COVID-19 list, but the Suns probably had the healthiest and easiest run out for the NBA playoffs, and the Bucks went toe-to-toe with them, won in six games. And yeah, I mean, this is an amazing story. It's got the humanist element that we all love with Giannis and these America. I mean, the guy is one of the best sound bites in professional sports right now. But yeah, it's a really cool story. Like, this is kind of why people enjoy professional sports. It's for these moments. It's seeing these players overcome these hurdles.
And speaking of which, here is Giannis talking about last night if he ever thought he would be an NBA champion.
Man. No. I started playing basketball just to, you know, help my family, you know, try to get them out of the struggle, you know, the challenges we were facing when we were kids. But, man, I never thought, you know, I'm going to be 26 years old, you know, with my team, playing the NBA Finals, just playing. And, like, I was just happy just being a part, like, you know, not even winning, just being a part of this journey, you know. And but I never thought ever when I'd be 26, you know, I'd be sitting in this chair with this right here and this right here. Man, we've come a long way.
Yeah, I mean, I just enjoy watching all of these clips with Giannis Davis. There's no doubt that it's a short off season for him, but can you imagine what must be in store for the next 2 months for this guy? Amazing.
Yeah, I mean, I guess maybe not the best time in the world. Like, I don't know if he really wants to go to Disneyland or whatever, but I hope he gets to go home to Greece. I hope he gets to celebrate with his brothers, with his family. Like, I hope he does get to do all of those things, and I hope that he continues to make lots of videos as he does it, because he's a very entertaining guy.
Yeah, 50 points yesterday for Giannis, by the way, if I didn't mention that already. In the game-clinching series for the Milwaukee Bucks, who had 60,000 people outside watching the game. Very entertaining game, by the way, back and forth for a long time, right up until the end. So naturally, anytime there's a winner, there's also a loser.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
And then this is the Phoenix Suns. What does the future hold for Chris Paul? What are the odds to win the NBA championship next season? We're going to go through all of that coming up next right here on Fantasy Sports Today. Also preview the afternoon baseball game. So stay with us here on Sports Grid. We're just getting started here on this Wednesday. Don't go away.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Numbers game.
Welcome back. The Bucks are NBA champions here in 2021, and we're going to get to the odds for 2022 because, believe it or not, the NBA season is about 3 months away. The draft is coming up next week. We'll have a preview of that. But no doubt we are celebrating the win for the Bucks because we saw an epic performance last night from Giannis, who posted 50 points in 42 minutes yesterday. And when you look at it, the rebounds were impressive. He also had 14. He had 2 assists. He also blocked 5 shots. But perhaps what we should be circling, and really the reason why they won the game, is he hit 17 of his 19 free throws, which has certainly been a rarity for Giannis, who has struggled from the free throw line. But after the game yesterday, of course, he had his winning press conference. And I did not know, but many years ago, in his first year in Summer League basketball, Giannis said his goal was to bring a title to Milwaukee. And he was asked how funny that was back at the time and if he regretted saying that at the time at all.
No. Some, you know, like how kids, little kids are very honest. You know, you ask like a kid, like a 5-year-old kid, am I gaining some pounds? And he's going to respond to, yeah, you're fat. Like they're brutally honest. And that was me at that point. Like I was so honest, you know, after the summer league and we played 4 games, 5 games. Chris, what up, baby?
What's up, Sam?
We played 4 games, 5 games and we like lost all of them, you know? And I was like, okay, I want to win a championship in Milwaukee, and I'm going to do whatever it takes in order for me to win it. And we did it. We did it, man. This guy right here, PJ! Hey, PJ! Open the door, please. PJ! PJ! Hey! Sorry, guys. Hey, bring your shoe. This guy today, he wore a 250,000 pair of shoe. He had real diamonds. I promise you. How much did it cost? Like, yeah, basically a house in your feet.
What's up? Can I get them?
Hey, let me get them now. Let me get them too.
You don't wear a size. What's up? Can I have them? What's up? Can I have them?
Hey, guys, thank you guys. This was a amazing journey. The outcome was great, but even that for me, it wasn't great. Thank you guys for doing your job. It was easy to deal with you guys. Chris, take it. Do your thing.
And Giannis walks off and orders a 50-piece chicken nugget this morning at Chick-fil-A. But a really enjoyable finish there, Davis, and clearly Giannis enjoying every minute of it, messing around with PJ Tucker and I guess a $250,000 pair of shoes, which I was not aware of. But they're all really having a lot of fun. And it's fun to see athletes sort of enjoy it too. And there's no doubt that he's going to.
Yeah, and you know the media members love that. I mean, nothing media members are going to lap up more than when the athletes thank them and they say, you know, thanks for doing your job, thanks for making it easy for me. Giannis, he's smart, man. That's a good calculated move. Media members really do end up portraying a lot of what people think of these athletes. That's something Chris Paul definitely has found out over the course of his career. Chris Paul has always been very good with the media. The other way for James Harden, James Harden has been crushed by national media for a long time, and James Harden has a very adversarial relationship with the media, both in Houston and the national NBA media. You know, and Kevin Durant too, by the way. Kevin Durant basically, just is all over reporters all the time, calls them out, says you're doing a bad job, you took my quote out of context. And what do we say about Kevin Durant? Kevin Durant may be the best player in the league, but no one says so. No one thinks that because you're not getting these glowing reviews written about Kevin Durant. No one's talking about the great things that Kevin Durant does because of this. And Giannis, very smart. Love to see that from him. And I want to talk a little bit about that game last night because, you know, all due respect to Devin Booker, he was awful, man. He was awful. He went 8-for-22 from the floor, didn't make a three-pointer, turned the ball over 6 times. I mean, if there was any chance of them coming back in that game, and the Suns led at halftime, by the way, because Chris Paul had a very strong second quarter, but Devin Booker kind of shot them out of that game. And there's this, there's a very, very good clip of Devin Booker watching the confetti come down, and you can kind of see him swearing under his breath a little bit. And I think that will be, you know, some good motivation for Devin Booker heading into the offseason, because he got that close. He tasted it and did not quite get there.
Yeah, and by the way, you know, you mentioned the media and the NBA, and obviously I have a lot of experience doing this in all leagues, NFL, NBA. I never covered Davis Russell Westbrook, but there's no question that that has been a major reason why he doesn't get the respect that he should because of his relationship, especially with the Oklahoma City media. I think there was like one guy that he would always fight with back and forth, wouldn't answer the questions.
Barry, I don't remember his last name. He worked for the newspaper in Oklahoma City. But yeah, they hated each other.
Yeah, and it's just no fun. Listen, I've had that too, and I understand it, and it's part of it. But sometimes it is doing your job. Sometimes guys take it personal. All right, let's look at the odds to win the NBA championship next year. We got the Nets at +195. That feels right. Lakers are 6-1. Bucks 8.5-1. Clippers 12-1. Suns 12-1. And then Golden State and Utah, 13-1. I do want to get to Chris Paul here for a minute, Davis. But first, early thoughts here on the NBA championship right now. Should we wait a little bit, see where Dame Lillard ends up? Like, there's going to be some movement for sure.
There will definitely be some movement. And I guess, you know, your thought would be, I can't possibly tie up my money for the next 11 months on a Brooklyn Nets future at this price. Though if you have a strong lean or you know, if you look at, you got a little bit of inside info, where is Damian Lillard going to play? Where's he going? This would be an ideal time to bet on whatever team you anticipated him going to. That would kind of be my thought on the situation. If I was going to bet one future today, it would be the Los Angeles Clippers, just assuming they run back the same roster, but that Kawhi Leonard is healthy for the playoffs next season. That would basically be the difference.
That would make sense. Also unclear where Chris Paul may play in 2021/22. He addressed that last night after the loss in Game 6.
I mean, it'll take a while to process this or whatnot, but it's same mentality. Get back to work. You know what I mean? I ain't retiring, if that's what you're asking. That's out. So, you know, back to work.
Dwayne.
Yeah, Chris, with all due respect, obviously you got a decision to make in the offseason. How much will this season impact what you decide to do?
Oh, we just lost a few minutes ago. You know what I mean? Right now, we're going to process this and figure this out. I think everything else will take care of itself.
All right, so Chris Paul ends another season without an NBA championship. I feel like I've watched enough NBA in the last almost 40 years to give you my opinion on some of the best players that have never won one, Davis. So I'll run them down real quick. I know some of these guys played before you were really into it, no doubt. But Malone and Stockton I got right there, 1 and 2. Of course, Charles Barkley. You know, I was fighting with Chris Paul versus Allen Iverson. I think I screwed this up. I think Iverson probably is ahead of Chris Paul. He's already a Hall of Famer. Chris Paul's a Hall of Famer too, but I don't know. I don't know why I put Paul ahead of Iverson. Also, Patrick Ewing played in my era too. Elgin Baylor never won one. He played before my time as well. So Chris Paul, Davis, I know he belongs on an all-time great list that hasn't won one. Unfortunately, that's kind of the way it's going to be. I suppose that he's just got to decide where the best shot for him to win a title is next year, because we know that this guy is not staying around five more years. At least I don't think so. I think it's like one more year and that's it.
Well, you know, he's an unrestricted free agent after the season, so he can go anywhere. If Chris Paul wanted to take the veteran minimum deal, go win a ring with Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, James Harden, nothing stopping him. It's fascinating. I wonder, what about the Lakers? What about the Lakers with LeBron James? That's pretty intriguing on a small deal there.
Yeah, and it would make a lot of sense. Those guys are still really good friends. You know, Chris Paul, Dwayne Wade, LeBron James. It does. It adds up there. And by the way, if Chris Paul if he tried to get to the Clippers, I think LeBron would step in and try to get him to the Lakers. All right, baseball previews are next. Don't worry.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Topics in sports wagering, real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
NBA draft coming up in a week from tomorrow. So we'll have our full preview and take a look at the odds as we get closer to the draft in the NBA. Of course, we have Davis here and myself, as well as our producer, Brett Levy, with a lot of experience with the draft and understanding how it works in the NBA. And once upon a time, I was very into it as well, but not afraid to say I'd rather lean on my guys here on the show. So that's kind of what we're going to do once again here. And we'll bring in Brett for that discussion. So Davis, let's take a look at another player and some odds on FanDuel as it stands right now. Davion Mitchell, who played, of course, at Baylor, a really good player, 14 points per game, 2.7 rebounds per game, 5 assists per game. And that's what he did in 2021, that shortened season. Now, his odds on FanDuel are very clearly he's going in the top 10. I mean, he's minus 310, so it'd be silly to wager on that. His draft position, though, is what's going to be key. And as we get closer, we're going to be able to weigh in more on these. But Davis, right now it stands at 8.5, which is kind of strange if you think about it. They set a total of 8.5, but top 10 is -310. So if that's the case, shouldn't this be an easy under? I don't know. I think Brett thinks the opposite here, so we'll get to that. But what do you think, Davis?
No, I think the under is pretty good because pretty much every mock draft you find has Davion Mitchell being selected by the Golden State Warriors at pick number 7 or the Orlando Magic at pick number 8. We talked about the Magic a little bit yesterday because they've been pretty heavily linked to James Bouknight. But Mitchell is a better player, you know, a little bit better of a shooter. He's also he's a player that the Warriors, I think, would feel they could introduce into their rotation immediately next season. He's already 22 years old. He can play off the ball, so he could play with Curry. And then he can also play on the ball as their secondary point guard, which the Warriors really haven't had since Sean Livingston moved on. You know, it's kind of just been all Curry, and the offense has really stagnated. You know, the selection of James Wiseman last year, you know, Wiseman was not creating any offense or initiating anything off the bench. They tried it with Andrew Wiggins. We talked about the problems with playing Wiggins yesterday. So I think that Mitchell under here, under 8.5, looks pretty strong because also the Magic need a guard. I mean, the Magic haven't had a good point guard. I mean, Victor Oladipo was the last guy who nominally played that position for them and was any good at it. And that was a long time ago. So I feel like Mitchell, one, is a guy I'm really interested in. Like, I think he seems pretty good, but then also I think his under also looks pretty strong. I'm curious Brett's thoughts.
Yeah, and Jameer Nelson is the name that comes to mind for me. That's before even that. All right, Brett, so 8.5. I think that you guys are going to go head-to-head on this one, so let's get into it.
Yeah, I like the over on the 8.5, Craig. I mentioned a guy yesterday, Josh Giddey, who I like a lot for the Warriors. He's got that LaMelo ball in his game a little bit, and we know the Warriors salivating because they missed out on LaMelo Ball last year. So I think Mitchell, again, I've pointed out some guys who I think could rise. Mitchell may slide a little bit. He's 6'1". He's on the older end for prospects. Like, we've seen seniors go in the lottery and then teams get crushed who pick those guys. We saw Buddy Hield go in the top 5 after an incredible season at Oklahoma. He didn't even make it till the All-Star break with New Orleans. So I am a little concerned. I like Davion Mitchell a lot as a player. He's got a great assist-to-turnover ratio. He's a pit bull on defense, a little bit of that Pat Beverly mold. But at 8, with the Orlando Magic picking Cole Anthony last year, picking up RJ Hampton at the trade deadline, and having Markelle Fultz under contract, they're not going point guard. And I like Giddey to the Warriors. I think he's got a lot more of that LaMelo Ball mix. So I think over 8.5 when you're looking at those two teams at 7 and 8 is probably the play there.
All right. Really interesting. We'll see how that plays out 1 week from tomorrow. Now let's get into one of the top players in the NBA draft who honestly is going to be someone I'm going to be learning about with you guys who are watching and listening right now. Jonathan Kuminga, 6'8", 18-year-old player, G League Ignite, number one recruit in his class, 15.8 points per game, 7 rebounds, 2 assists. And there's legitimately a shot that this kid can go, Davis, number one overall. I mean, this is not – look, the odds are insane, but if FanDuel's going to make odds for something, you know that there's a chance it could happen, even if remote. Number 2, 29-1. Number 3, 12-1. And so, Davis, his draft position is over under 5.5. And look, I suppose if they're making odds here for 1, 2, and 3, you would have to think under. But it seems like, man, a lot of variance for high school kids through the years. So what do you know about this kid, Davis, and what do you think here?
Well, primarily what I know about him is that all of the mock drafts expect that the Oklahoma City Thunder want this guy. And it makes total sense given what we know about the Thunder. I mean, how many guys like this they drafted, right? He is a wing player who can't really shoot, really athletic, doesn't really have a position, unclear if he should be a power forward, unclear if he should be a smaller small forward. really good defender, really good, rebounder. But like that, like it's just like if you were going to build a Oklahoma City Thunder draft pick in a lab, it would be this guy, right? Dort, Andre Roberson. I mean, like literally you could just come up with lists and lists and lists of guys exactly like this that the Thunder have taken. The difference is Kuminga is only 18. And he has way more ceiling than like a Roberson or a Dort because he was a better scorer at a lower level. But yeah, I mean, I think I would take the over on this because the Thunder pick at six, and like seriously, every mock draft I've read, everyone has Kuminga going to the Thunder. The one thing that would switch it is if they traded up for him, if they decided to do, you know, trade up right to number four or whatever to get him, which they might have to do. But I have a strong feeling Brett's going to agree with me on this one that the Thunder are taking Kuminga.
Well, maybe he will, but it would have to be via trade because Brett, you like some plus money here.
Yeah, I think Kuminga, for my money, Craig, is one of the five best players in this draft. And I don't think five teams are going to let him get to number six. I've seen what Davis has seen where everyone's mocking him to the Thunder, but they're assuming Evan Mobley is going to go ahead of him, which, is definitely possible. But after watching the NBA Finals this year and seeing what Giannis and Middleton did, I think these explosive wings who can handle it are kind of the mold that the NBA is going to shift to. And I don't know. There's, again, he's a top five player in this draft in my mind. I just don't see how he lasts to six is kind of my read on the situation.
Okay. Well, listen, the thing is that with high school players, it's very unpredictable. And Davis made a good point, too. Sometimes these teams in the 15s and 20s identify a player that they really like. They bring them in for a workout. They jump into the top five. That could be a factor as well, Brett. Okay, let's move on. Actually, a player I recognize here, Keon Johnson, who played at Tennessee, 11 points per game, 3.5 rebounds per game, 2 assists per game. He's clearly going in the top 10. It's minus 188. But Davis, his draft position is also at 8.5 and seems just as curious that you could get a little plus money here on the under if he goes in the top 10. But Davis, how many guys can we fit at this point in the top 10? I'm not really sure. So look, Keon Johnson, I recognize because he plays in the SEC. I do follow the SEC. But beyond that, I'm very surprised to see his name here going in the top 10.
Yeah, I am pretty surprised as well because this is a guy who just does not fit as well with the modern NBA game. Now, he is a great defender, so teams do always, especially when you get outside of the true top of the lottery, top five picks, you're kind of just trying to identify, like, can this guy make our rotation? I think probably his defense would indicate he will make a rotation. But at Tennessee, he shot 27% from three. He only shot 44% from the floor in general, was not, a particularly strong rebounder, not a super strong ball handler. So, I'm kind of looking at the board like, I don't know, I'd probably rather have Josh Giddey. I'd probably rather have Jalen Johnson, right, as a guy in this range. So I am probably going to be down on Keon Johnson in the prop market.
All right, Brett, we'll turn it back over to you. Plus money, you interested on under 8.5, or do you go chalky here that he goes above that?
Yeah, I would lean to the under, Craig, just because kind of what Davis was saying, he's got everything that teams look for from the workout perspective. He's 6'5", but then he's got a plus 2 inches on his wingspan. He's an elite athlete. He can defend at an NBA level today. And, that stuff gets you into a rotation. That stuff helps a borderline playoff team get into the playoffs. And, his scoring can come along. He was a big-time scorer at the high school level. Rick Barnes kind of ran an odd rotation last year with Tennessee. They had a lot of upperclassmen coming back, and they had 2 5-star freshmen coming off the bench, which rarely do you see in this age in college basketball. So I just chalk it up to a weird season at Tennessee. I think this guy's an elite athlete, young kid, huge wingspan. So I would lean under. It's not something I'm going to run to the book and window and bet.
And a week from tomorrow, we'll have a full preview of the 2021 NBA draft. Look at all of the odds. We'll spend a good 30, 40 minutes on it. Myself, Davis, Brett will definitely give you an edge going into the draft if you're going to bet it over on FanDuel next week. Speaking of which, we've got a lot of afternoon baseball to get to, including the Red Sox and Blue Jays, so we'll preview that next. Also, the Yankees, boy, oh boy, between the Yankees and Philly starters today, I feel like we're dialing it back to 2016. Amazing.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Some of these starting pitchers that they got going. We'll preview the games next. Don't go away.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Couple of games already underway in baseball. Orioles and Rays playing again this afternoon, and they are tied at one. Randy Arozarena has homered for the 12th time this season. I think he had 12 postseason home runs in a month, and he just hit his 12th home run of the season this year. So we got the answer in fantasy for Randy Arozarena. Still pretty good, but not Babe Ruth. Figured that one out in 2021. Also, Braves and Padres are underway. Padres going to fly into Miami tonight. I'll be at that game tomorrow. But Davis, let's get started here with the Red Sox and Blue Jays yet again. Back and forth series where the Jays today are basically huge favorites. I mean, minus 196 on the money line. The Red Sox are getting plus 165. The total is 10.5, so this is super high. I believe this is the final game in Buffalo. And Garrett Richards will start for Boston. He has had a really rough time and, you know, sort of admitted weeks ago that it was going to be hard for him to pitch without using substances. The data does show that as well. Robbie Ray has been really good for Toronto. But the total is sort of telling you that maybe Boston gets involved in some of the action here offensively as well. Look, I am not taking Boston today, Davis, so it would be a run and, minus a run and a half for Toronto for me, or a total of some kind, because I think Richards is about to get, unless the lineup doesn't look great, the Richards is about to get beat up pretty good, I think, here.
Yeah, I mean, Garrett Richards, before and after the sticky substances ban, he is now third worst in Major League Baseball in terms of spin rate. So that basically means that he's just throwing junk out there. And, you know, maybe he will figure some things out. Like, I imagine that a pitcher of his caliber will, you know, he'll throw more off-speed stuff. Maybe they will look at him as a five-inning starter instead of a guy to maybe go a little bit later. So you get the bullpen in there. You start to figure things out, a little bit earlier. But Garrett Richards, his walk rate is up. His K rate is down. Now he has a 17% K rate compared to a career average of 20%, and he was at 26% the year before. He's got a 10% walk rate. He has a career worst 7% K minus walk rate. I mean, really, really bad. And now he's having to pitch in that small ballpark in Buffalo against Vlad, against Springer, against Hernandez, against Bichette, against Semien. I mean, there is not a way you could talk me into the Red Sox, even on the run line tonight. In fact, I would say the Blue Jays run line, just because if they want to put up 14 runs, nothing is really going to stop them in this game. So I would probably lean on an over on the total of 10.5, especially because Robbie Ray has been phenomenal this year. I mean, he's having the best season of his career in terms of ERA, in terms of walk rate, all of those things. But the one thing we do know about Robbie Ray, he still does give up home runs. His home run to fly ball rate is the same as it ever was. The difference really is just that he is not walking guys. But if he gets a little bit unlucky, you know, two guys on, his home run rates are going to stay the same as they ever were. So I feel fairly confident that over at 10.5 is the right side in this game. But probably the best bet is just the Blue Jays run line.
Sounds right. All right, let's move on to Philadelphia and New York. And you talk about blasts from the past. I mean, this is a absolute coin flip game today in New York, no doubt. Matt Moore, I saw him pitch against Miami last time out, and he looked great, but I got news for you. I was not impressed. I don't know. It just doesn't seem right. Asher Wojciechowski, he is an emergency sort of starter for the Yankees. Davis, the Yankees' first baseman I saw yesterday is Rob Brantley. You may want to Google him, Brantly. If I'm not mistaken, this guy was with the Marlins as a Florida Marlin back before they even moved into their new ballpark. I don't even think he played in the big leagues in the last few years. The Yankees are just not good. Somehow they ended up winning yesterday. Philadelphia's bullpen is still a wreck. So I don't know, man. Give me just some theatrics today. Maybe Chapman giving up yet another home run. But just keep me away from this game today. I don't have any interest in it.
What a bizarre game. How do the New York Yankees, with all of their money, all of their resources, how do they end up starting a guy who was cast off from the Baltimore Orioles? I mean, Asher Wojciechowski.
Yeah.
That's not right. I'm doing my best, people. This guy, he's pitched for Houston, he's pitched for Cincinnati, yeah. And then he got cut. He got DFA'd by Baltimore, career 5.95 ERA, career 21% K rate, career 8% walk rate. I mean, this is as bottom of the barrel as it gets. Every time we talk about Andrew Senzatella and Chichi Gonzalez, I say that these guys are like the worst starting pitchers in baseball, but those are like the worst starting pitchers in baseball who are just good enough to hold down a job. Just good enough to get through five innings. This guy is not good enough to get through five innings. This guy is not good enough to hold down a job. As soon as the Yankees are able to trade for someone, as soon as the Yankees are able to spend a little bit of money, we are not going to have Asher in their rotation. And the thing with Matt Moore, I mean, this is what is one of the things that is so fascinating about baseball in general, is that scouts can be so wrong on someone like Matt Moore, that Matt Moore – what I mean, oh, best pitching prospect in baseball. He's going to change the organization. He's their ace. And I mean, really, if you look at his results, it's not like he was bad. He actually had four seasons of being really good. Then he got hurt and he just never came back from getting hurt. You know, in 2015 to 2021, he's just been brutal. He never improved his strikeout stuff. Never was able to consistently limit the walks, was never able to limit home runs. I mean, if I'm going to take the over on the Boston and the Reds, the Boston and the Blue Jays game, I feel like you got to take the over here, because is it going to surprise either one of us if neither Moore nor Asher is able to get out of the first inning? I mean, like, seriously.
Yeah, it makes you wonder, and I guess this is one of the dynamics that I don't understand, Davis, about baseball, is that, you know, especially for a team like New York, and even for a team like Philadelphia, like, don't you think that the postseason could come down to a couple of games? And if you can make a trade now, what are you waiting for? Like, that's the one thing I just do not understand, how baseball always has to deal with deadlines. They can't make a trade now to help them today. They have to wait until next Friday at 5 o'clock Eastern. But that's the deal for this afternoon in the Bronx. All right, let's go to the Cubs and Cardinals. Cardinals were looking so good yesterday. They were about to stamp out the Cubs for the season. They had a ninth inning lead with Alex Reyes on the bump. He had saved 24 games in a row. And of course, that came to an end. The Cubs scored six runs in the ninth inning and ruined the Cardinals' day. They were upset. Coin flip game again today. 8.5 total as they play at Busch Stadium. The old dudes are on the mound. Kyle Hendricks for the Cubs. For St. Louis, it's Adam Wainwright. The only thing that I could tell you, Davis, in terms of doing this, and this is why it's going to be difficult for us for the next 7 days, is you have to pay attention to these lineups now. Like, we are going to have guys on the Cubs traded. I mean, Chris Bryant is going to get traded. You can't be betting a game not knowing if your guy is in the lineup or not. So unlike some other games where you can kind of get ahead, you got to be careful with these games moving forward. But that being said, St. Louis has proven they're the better team. The Cubs have had one inning in this series where they've looked good.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, and the Cardinals aren't even any good. It's just that the Cubs are quite bad. And Kyle Hendricks is having the worst season of his major league career. He actually, to be fair to him, has picked it up over his last few starts. He had two shutouts in a row. One was against the Mets. One was against the Cleveland Indians. Had a strong start against the Cardinals 2 weeks ago. Had a strong start against Arizona in his last game out. But I just don't believe, right? I've been on this the entire time you and I have been doing the show. I don't think he's any good. I think that the league has started to figure his stuff out. I would assume that Kyle Hendricks is one of those pitchers that the more times you see him, the more times you try and figure out, like, okay, I see what he's doing here. I see where his fastball is coming in. I see what he's trying to do with the off-speed stuff. The easier it becomes to go through plate appearances against him. But, you know, at the same time, it's like, I mean, what do I really think about the Cardinals' offense? Like, do I really want to feel good about their offense? You know, the Cardinals are 26th in Major League Baseball in runs scored. They are worse than the Kansas City Royals. They're worse than the Baltimore Orioles. And the Chicago Cubs, as pathetic as they have been, you know, they've scored 50 more runs than the St. Louis Cardinals have. You know, and I assume that they're going to be worse in the second half of the season. They've already traded away Jock. They are probably going to trade away Chris Bryant. You know, remains to be seen what they do with Baez and Rizzo. But I think I would probably take the Cardinals side of this game. Wainwright has not been, you know, Cy Young winning Adam Wainwright, but he's certainly been much more like early career Adam Wainwright than the 2017 to 2019 version of him that couldn't keep the ball in the yard and was walking everyone. I think Wainwright, he'll give you six solid innings, three earned runs, you figure it out from there. So I think I probably am on the Cardinals side here.
Yeah, in terms of the fans for the Cardinals, Davis, like, I mean, I guess that it's funny because I have a lot that follow me, and this sort of started a few years ago when Giancarlo Stanton, if you remember, Stanton had basically been traded to St. Louis and San Francisco. They had deals in place for both of those with both of those teams, and he said no to both teams. And of course, the Cardinals train in Florida with the Marlins in the same spring facility. So I've gotten to know their fan base pretty well. But doesn't it feel like with the Cardinals that there's just eternal complaining? It's not wrong. Like, I understand it. Like, it's, and right now, let's be real. I mean, they were the only game in town for a long time. St. Louis Blues, of course, won a championship. But it feels like no matter what, like, they'll be as passionate as possible when they win. But any loss is like just, it feels like an NFL loss, one game. And meanwhile, there's 162 games in the season.
Look, I live here. I deal with it. I deal with Cardinals fans all the time, and you are dead on. And the thing is it's like, you know, it's not like the team has anyone but to blame but themselves. I mean, how many amazing players have they given up on over the years, right? I mean, you do the deal to get Arenado, but you can't give up on Randy Rosarena, you give up on Luke Voit. I mean, the number of guys that you can see in like their Cardinals AAA jerseys who are now all stars for other teams, it's like innumerate. And I guess probably if I had to really critique their roster building, you know, from a top-down perspective, the Cardinals have not invested a ton at starting pitcher because they've just believed in their system. They believed in their pitching coaching, and they'll say, okay, you know, we are going to take Jake Wofford and we're going to turn him into a great starting pitcher. We're going to take Johan Oviedo that they signed in, you know, Cuban free agency. We're going to make him really good. And, you know, for a while they were finding Michael Wacha's just, and they were making them good. But ball has changed. You have to strike guys out now. So their old organizational way of thinking has kind of led them astray.
Yeah. Marco Gonzalez was one of those. Luke Weaver was another one of those. They just were churning these pitchers out. Mike Leake, they had, remember him in the organization for a number of years. You're right. These were not huge strikeout guys. They may have had a guy at the top doing that, but in general, it was like fiddling through lineups. And yeah, that philosophy definitely has to change, no question. All right, coming up next, we will wrap up the first hour of the show. We'll give you updates on the scoreboard of baseball.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Plenty more to come here. We'll hear from more of the NBA champion Milwaukee Bucks. Some more fun conversation coming up. Also a preview of tonight's expansion draft in the NHL. So stay with us here on Sports Grid. Craig and David back with you in just 2 minutes. Don't go away.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
As we get closer to football season, it's also contract extension season, of course, in the NFL. Usually this happens right before training camp. In all sports, this happens usually before training camp or spring training. And Davis, in this case, it looks like linebacker Fred Warner of the San Francisco 49ers is the next to break the bank at linebacker.
Yeah, I mean, I love to be complimentary of teams when they make good decisions, but paying linebackers this much money is not good. You need to develop, you need to put your money at positions that impact the passing game, edge rushers, cornerbacks, wide receivers, quarterbacks, tight ends, paying linebackers who stuff the run. You know, look, I love Trey Lance. I love George Kittle. I think the 49ers offense is going to be fun to watch. But if we're talking about was this a good business decision by the San Francisco 49ers, I don't think it was. But as always, congrats to Fred Warner. I am glad that his hard work paid off. I'm glad that he got paid. Always happy to see guys have their dreams come true as professional athletes.
Yeah, and I guess ESPN speculating Darius Leonard is the next linebacker. And Davis, I mean, look, he's been an impact player on the Colts for a long time. I'm surprised he never got a new contract.
Yeah, I am surprised as well. I mean, it's like, I feel like linebacker contracts, it's like playing bingo. It's like some guys get these huge extensions, and then some guys get traded for fifth-round picks and make veterans minimums. Like, and look, far be it for me to say this guy's a great linebacker, this guy's a bad linebacker. I don't know.
Yeah, and neither do I, but that's what we cover here at Sports Grid, the contracts, the money, and the finances, as well as the odds. And speaking of which, we're going to tell you a little bit about the Bucks' odds to repeat as NBA champions. That's coming up next. We'll also hear from Chris Kofsky. He's got the update at the top of the hour. More Bucks celebration as they win an NBA championship last night. And also our good buddy George Kurtz is going to join us on the show as the NHL expansion draft for the Seattle Kraken is coming up in just a few hours. We'll cover that for you tonight on In Game Live as well. So that'll do it for the first hour of the show. If you're leaving us, I hope you have a great day. If you're staying with us, Chris has the update, and then we're back for another hour. Stay on the grid.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.